tell me about today. This is a six-month extension. How significant in terms of the plans that you have as a club, in terms of what you want to see achieved, how important is this six-month deal?
Well, it's a real big deal to the club. Effectively, we had an exclusivity agreement in play that basically run out in November, and the council's decided to extend that agreement with a view to enabling the club to submit an outline planning application within 6 months of today's date. That's assuming, of course, the decision doesn't get called in and scrutinised. So really, the clock's ticking, and we've got an awful lot of work to do in order to bring forward an outline planning application. But, of course, we're very confident we can do that and looking forward to doing so. Beyond that, assuming we get approval, we will then have a further 18 months time to submit a detailed planning application with a view to bringing the project to fruition. So we're really, really pleased with today's decision and very grateful that the council's enabled the club to take this project forward. And now it's got credibility. It should help us to, if you like, lock in the enabling development partners, which is so essential to the delivery of the scheme.
We've been here before, obviously. We've had Great Coats as a plan, and you've had the Peaks Parkway scheme as a plan for a while now as well. But what's different about today? Because I'm guessing seasoned Grimsby Town supporters, John, will probably be saying, well, we've been here before, we've had great hope, but it's been dashed in the past.
I guess the difference here is it's a piece of land that's centrally located. I think it's more perfectly suited to relocation than ever Great Coats was, which was situated at one corner of the town. So it's very, very accessible. The land we're talking about is owned by the council, and the terms in which the club would lease it are sufficiently favourable in the sense that we don't have to unlock an amount of money to acquire that site. Essentially, it will be a lease and a rent that will be very, very much affordable to the football club. So from that point of view, we don't need to raise several million pounds to buy a site. So for that reason, we've got additional viability, if you like. It's a leg up the ladder, because at this moment in time, you cannot really see a lot of retail interest, particularly the way the economy's been and what the market's saying in terms of the food retailers and the likes. So, you know, you're not going to get the dowry that you might have expected, let's say, pre-2007. So that's a real good aid in terms of getting the land on the basis that I've just outlined.
So outline to me the next step then. Outline to me the next stage for you in terms of this development.
Yes.
What is that? I mean, what's the next stage for you? What do you have to do?
We've got to do all of the work necessary, all of the technical work that underpins a planning application for outline permission. And so that's going to sort of detail an awful lot of things about the scheme. At the moment we've got to agree with planners just what that work entails, but I suspect we'll be looking at highways, impact assessments, retail impact assessments, and housing opportunities. So there's a whole host of work to be undertaken and cost incurred, frankly. So the club wouldn't be incurring that cost if it didn't feel reasonably confident that we can actually deliver this scheme. So we're really, really pleased about the decision today and grateful that the council have come to that conclusion.
In terms of this thing about getting retailers, getting the sort of anchor points for the development to continue, is it essential that you get other developments on the site to be able to enable you to finally build a replacement for Blundell Park?
Well, absolutely. The club isn't a wealthy club. I don't think there's any other clubs in the whole country that haven't moved without an enabling development or, as an example, KC Stadium. That was completely gifted by the council, or paid for by the council, subject to a lease agreement, which, of course, the football club and the rugby club pay for. But at the end of the day, most schemes have been delivered with enabling developments, bar two or three.
You've had some opposition from this project already. I mean, certainly in the past we've heard from local people around the Peaks Parkway scheme who are concerned about potential congestion, the nearby crematorium, and the fact that it is a residential spot in the town. What are you going to do to appease residents and local people who are concerned about this development?
Well, the club really does wish to assure residents that their concerns will be listened to and that the club will be going through a proactive consultation and intends to bring forward a project and a scheme that minimises the impact on the community. Now, if you take as an example, I think the biggest complaint so far or concern has been about locating a football club near a cemetery. Now, there's umpteen clubs around the country that are actually located very, very close to cemeteries. You could take, as an example, Bury Football Club. They have one end of the stadium, one stand, called the cemetery end. So you can imagine it's a stone's throw to the cemetery, literally. And if you take Stamford Bridge as an example, they have Brompton Cemetery, again, a stone's throw away. There's no end of them that I could cite. Watford FC, I think the latest example is York City. They're very close to a cemetery, and they've only just received planning permission. So, in real terms, a football club and a cemetery can work very much in harmony. In terms of traffic congestion and the likes, clearly the football club operate on a Tuesday night, by and large, or a Saturday afternoon, at times when the road's least busy. Yes, of course, there will be additional traffic, but I don't believe it will impact so severely on what is relatively a good moving arterial network going through the centre of town. So we're confident that we can produce the necessary mitigation to ensure that congestion doesn't become an issue. It might mean some changes to the lights. It could be a roundabout installed or something of that nature at the Willesby Road, Peaks Parkway Junction. But at the end of the day, I don't believe that we will cause any severe impact in terms of congestion, and we'll have to demonstrate that through the planning process.
John, how important long-term is a new stadium or a better stadium to Grimsby Town's ultimate ambition of becoming a Football League club once again?
Well, our ambition to become a Football League club exists anyway. I mean, we're already operating to loss, with an emphasis on providing a budget that hopefully can give us the cutting edge to get a promotion just as soon as possible. So we have that ambition anyway. Our real ambition is to ensure that we enable the club to become a legacy, a lasting legacy for generations into the future. Obviously, the club's been here over 100 years. And for it to be here for another 100 years with certainty, it needs sustainability. It cannot rely on its directors year in, year out to prop up the finances. It's just not a sensible thing to expect to happen going forward. And at some stage, you know, there might be nobody who's prepared to prop those finances up, and in which case the football club will have to go out of business. It's happened at the likes of Darlington, and one or two other football clubs. I think Hereford's had a similar problem. So, you know, we can't kid ourselves. We do need to relocate. We do need seven-day incomes. We do need a bigger capacity, particularly when there's opportunities to fulfil that. And we do need a family environment for fans to come to games. So in terms of relocation, it's about viability, it's about sustainability, and it's about leaving a lasting legacy for future generations.
And John, just finally, what about those supporters who'll be listening to this tonight and thinking these are all very positive words, but we've been here before? You've talked about great coats in the past, you've talked about wanting this development, and there are fans clearly who, like you, will be desperate to get Blundell Park to be a memory and get into a new stadium. How confident are you that this is a key factor? How confident are you that this is getting that ball rolling and finally the bulldozers can move in and can start the process of building a new ground?
Well, today's a key decision. It gives us the opportunity to basically lock into the agreement related to transferring the land, which the club has desired. So the scheme's got credibility today. That means now we can work very seriously with the enabling partners, which are extremely important in terms of delivering this scheme. And then, of course, we can move forward, as you say, and bring the bulldozers in once we've got all of our ducks in a row. How confident am I, and should the fans be thinking that we're going to deliver this? My genuine belief today is that we can deliver it. I don't want to kid anybody that it's going to be easy, because nothing's ever easy around our area. There's a lot of work to be done. And I'm just extremely hopeful and believe today that we can actually take this project forward and make it happen.
Just one final question, John. As things stand, who's paying for this? How do you intend to pay for this new stadium?
For which part? Are we talking about the planning application, or are we talking about building the stadium?
Well, yeah, let's break that down first of all. The planning application, is that the directors? Is that the people inside Grimsby Town who'll be paying for that?
Well, we can put it down to the directors at the end of the day. There will just be some further loans made to the football club, which, should they be potentially repayable in the future through increased revenues one way or another, then of course they would be repaid. But initially, the directors will provide the additional money necessary for a planning application. Then in terms of paying for the stadium, the club will have to raise a certain amount of money. We estimate between 4 and 6 million. And the remaining money will have to come through an enabling development and various loans and the likes. We've worked up a raft of numbers to support what we're doing, and are fairly confident that we can now make it happen.